Good afternoon. This is your boy Gabriel Wang Fom, a Formula One fanatic. Call me anything, man, but my last name spells Fom, and I'm a Fom fanboy. I'm a Fom or Formula One fanboy. I'm back here with the news. Yay. Today we're gonna be talking about this race that just finished in Hockenheim, Germany. It was the battle that we all waited for. It wasn't a serious battle, but it was a very nice story to be told. And I'm gonna walk you guys through this whole story. It's a fantastic story. It's a story of so much emotion from Vettel to Hamilton. It was really crazy. Starting from qualifying, ending in race day in a shower of rain. It was a beautiful race for Mercedes and not so good for Ferrari. Stay tuned. Before we start, let's go back to the Silverstone GP a week ago for a little bit of context. The favorite for that race was Lewis Hamilton, of course, being a Brit himself, and of course, driving for a team that is based in England. That was a home race on home soil by a British champion, a four-time world champion. So that was really special. Not only that, he's always been a master of Silverstone and is ranked as one of the highest winners in Silverstone as well. Going into that weekend, Hamilton was unbeatable, basically. He showed pace, although the Ferrari was up to par in terms of performance. However, Hamilton was able to edge Vettel out for pole position. Now, during race, on the start of the race, Hamilton made a very, 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 very poor getaway in my own opinion. That was a very poor getaway for the start of the race. Vettel, on the other hand, made a very, very good getaway, almost as good as Valtteri Bottas in the Austrian Grand Prix last year. Anyway, that was a very good start, and the race was going good for Vettel right up until the third turn, when Kimi Raikkonen, being on cold tires, mismanaged his braking point and was not able to stop in due time. And he took Hamilton out at the start of the race on turn three. Hamilton dropped from second position all the way down to last position, made a very good recovery drive, and was able to finish the race in second position, right behind Vettel in first position. And that was a big turning point in the championship, due to the fact that Vettel started to lead the championship coming back from a deficit, and Hamilton was left in shambles. Very, very emotional race for Hamilton. And there was a lot of optimism coming into this GP, the Hockenheim GP here in Germany. And the favorite once again was Hamilton, although a lot of people also felt Vettel stood a very good chance, of course, which he did, with a very good Ferrari behind his back. Of course, he had what it took, and rightfully so, he took pole position on Saturday. While Hamilton also had a nightmare qualifying session. In fact, all my history or all my years watching Formula One, I have never witnessed such a terrible qualifying session for Lewis Hamilton. That was very, very poor, and it was not his fault. According to the news, he had a hydraulic issue that took away the power steering, and he was left to the curbs to deal with. Anyway, he qualified 14th. Very, very poor, as I said. Very, very poor. You could even see Hamilton. Hamilton was torn apart. I was torn apart. So you can imagine how Hamilton was torn apart. Vettel, on the other hand, was ecstatic. Having won the British Grand Prix and proven pole position here in Hockenheim, that was beautiful, man. A German on home soil. You know, one of those stories, romantic stories for the Ferrari fanboys. Come race day today, Sunday, the 22nd. All hell broke loose, albeit towards the ending of the race. Hamilton started from 14th and was able to cut through the field at astonishing pace, almost like what he did in Silverstone. Vettel, on the other hand, started on first and was able to build up a comfortable lead ahead of Valtteri Bottas, Raikkonen, and all the others that were able to have a good qualifying session on Saturday. Now, something happened during the race. A little bit of rain. And it was one of those kind of reining sessions where the strategy would make or break you in terms of your race performance. And that is what Hamilton likes. And I guess that's what he prayed for, for his 44th victory for Mercedes-Benz in a 44 car. Very, very romantic story. Anyway, Vettel was leading the race comfortably. And along the way, I guess he was pushing too hard to build a lead to Valtteri Bottas. I'm sorry, not to Valtteri Bottas, to Kimi Raikkonen. After having Ferrari get Kimi Raikkonen to give Sebastian Vettel space to be able to build up that lead, being the leader in the championship. I would understand that team orders always stand, especially for a team such as Ferrari. However, one of the end last curves or last turns for the racetrack presented an opportunity for Hamilton. Vettel made a very, 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 very simple mistake that cost him a lot. I guess he was really late, or not really late, but a little bit late on his braking into the turn, into the left hander, and his rear wheels locked up, I guess, when he was changing the gears or downshifting. And there was really nothing he could do but to countersteer and make it straight to the barriers. And that was it. That was it. That was the end of Sebastian Vettel's race weekend, period. And then you have Lewis Hamilton with the Mercedes engine behind his back, charging, charging, charging. He also got a very, very good strategy call, although it almost went to shits, pardon my English. But he was able to capitalize on what was a very terrible race weekend for bittersweet, I'll say, because it all started well for Vettel, but it ended up in dramatic fashion. And it ended in dramatic fashion for Hamilton, who was very, very ecstatic at the end of the race. I was ecstatic myself, so you can tell. Valtteri Bottas too was also ecstatic for his teammate. It was a Mercedes 1-2 on home soil, which is always great. Mercedes has not had the comfort they've had in the past races or seasons they've had. Ferrari has always mounted a stronger comeback, which has always grown in recent years. Ferrari has always taken second or runner up to Mercedes, but they've been building. And this year, they've proved to be a formidable force. But today, it didn't go their way. And in my opinion, I feel this is when the championship will swing in Hamilton and Mercedes' favor, because Mercedes really needed a break. With the pressure that has been mounted from Ferrari, I think Mercedes would take this as a sign from God to deliver a fifth championship to Hamilton and to themselves as well. And it's all going to happen. It's all going to happen. You just have to think of this in a psychological way, and think of the pressure that is mounting up in Ferrari as of now. Not only did they lose this race, but the Ferrari chief, I don't know the technical position he occupies, but he recently stepped down due to ill health following a surgery. So that's not really good. It's not really a good result for Team Ferrari, and I think going to the next races, that might, I'm saying might because I don't know if it's a certain fact, but that might impact their performance moving forward. As we all know, Formula One is a very emotional sport, and it has a lot of added pressure from a lot of psychological factors that we never know, being the viewers. But I feel in the Ferrari camp, they're gonna have a lot of pressure. One, due to the fact that Vettel threw away a very good opportunity with a mistake, the Ferrari head dropping out, Kimi Raikkonen on a last year contract, and also the team order that Ferrari doesn't seem to take lightly, And I feel it's one of those things that Kimi Raikkonen will not voice out, but I'm sure that he is not having it as well. But this also shows you how Formula One is very, very complicated, and it's a sport that is very emotional, and it's very satisfying to get something out of. And something as little as a swing in the championship lead could determine what the championship will be like. We saw that situation play out with Nico Rosberg and Hamilton in 2016. Hamilton was the better of the two drivers. However, due to the problems that plagued his championship run, Hamilton was deeply affected. Was deeply affected, and that cost him the championship in 2016. It also happened to Sebastian Vettel last year. Was making a very good comeback, but from Baku onwards, there was no chance of him recuperating his energy or his consistency due to the fact that there was a lot of pressure mounting on his head as well. So I am predicting the outcome to this season based on psychological aspects, not solely based on the machinery that's behind the drivers. Of course, at this point in time, Ferrari and Mercedes have two leading championship cars, and I think they are evenly matched, although they have strong points that are different from each other. Ferrari's car is, I'll say, more stable, more better handling, but Mercedes has its power and has its moments. As usual, it's a diva, so we expect that of the Mercedes. But all in all, they're both championship-winning cars with two four-time world championship drivers and two very emotional drivers as well. So we're going to see how it ends up. Surprisingly, both have a Finn as a backup driver or a secondary driver who are really, really skilled. And also today, they both got team orders to step back, which the Finns, man, must not be liking. But they're both qualified, and I feel they're all talented as well, and they would all have their chance. Valtteri Bottas is making a good comeback, has had his own string of bad luck, but I feel would be able to bounce back. Also, it's not going to be easy for Mercedes too. Having heard they're going to have a restructuring of the engineering department within their team, that could also put a lot of added pressure on their backs. So that could be very interesting to see how all things develop from now henceforth for the remaining 10 races of the year. It's going to be one of those battles between Ferrari and Mercedes that we're going to live and talk about for many years to come. This is one of the best rivalries too, and I feel it's going to get more complicated as time goes by due to the fact that they both have four championships from two rival nations in two rival teams with equal to... Oh, come on, man. I can't even say the similarities between these two and the reasons why these two are going to create a championship battle that is going to rival that of Nico Rosberg and Lewis Hamilton. But needless to say, Lewis Hamilton always has good fights with the Germans, you know. So we're going to keep watching, and we're going to keep rooting for these two, you know. I'm Team Mercedes, but my second team is Ferrari, if I must say. Two winning teams, and I love both teams as well. Just let me know what you guys think, and we'll see from there. Peace out. This is Gabriel Wang Fong, and I love Formula One. Thank you.